for joining me on a new episode of Cat by Anime. This is your hostess, Reyuse. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu. So thank you for joining me on another episode of Cat by Anime. This is Reyuse, and I have some special guests with me. Everyone, introduce yourselves.
I'm Hikari.
I'm K-9.
And I am Fiery.
And everyone from the original podcast crew is here. Yay! Woo! Woo! Why would anyone want to applaud?
Slow clap. You can't hear.
We should do the slow clap.
Wait, it's 7 claps!
What are you doing? I like how we are clapping together. And okay. We were all in music in high school.
That was on purpose.
Everything has.
So let me go ahead and do the original, you know, stuff. Cantbyanime.wordpress.com. Email me at cantbyanime@gmail.com. Me and Hikari did an interview with Little Karibo and his Yu-Gi-Oh! Parody thing. I am so stupid today.
You are stupid today.
But we did that, and it's on Otakast Radio's
podcast.
What
did this happen?
This happened last week. And
I was not told.
Last weekend, because you were not there.
Sad.
I'm sorry, I asked her, and so she was able.
Not
at all, though she's a huge Little Karibo fan.
As is this one. We'll discuss afterwards.
We'll discuss afterwards.
And again, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm just jealous.
Super special awesome. Yes. My phone just went off.
Is your phone ringtone Pikachu?
It's my text message ringtone.
Do you guys don't want to know what my phone ringtone is for text messaging? Read my DeviantArt journal.
I just read two of them.
You can read the.
Ago.
You can see if you can find the
while, had our food, had our Kahlua. I took a nap.
Had our Kahlua.
They wouldn't let me drink. I'm just kidding. No.
Well, I would hope that they wouldn't let you drink.
No, that would be a bad idea.
I took a nap. I took a nap. I took a half hour nap on the couch. It was
nice. Love naps on
the couch. The teenager of the house, who is my age, she went upstairs and took an hour long nap, whereas I was in the midst of everyone and took a half hour nap, and they could have slapped me awake if they wanted to.
Guys, best naps are 20 minutes long, because it's long enough to get you deep into sleep, but not long enough to fall into REM. That's a power nap right up in there. I haven't heard yet because I hate napping, so I don't nap.
Oh God, I love naps. Like, naps are like my children. I had so many of them this past semester. Like, oh my goodness, I just like get back into bed. It's like 40 minutes. Bam. It's like
my roommate naps a lot.
That's so great.
But I don't like napping.
Back, like, are you napping? Yes.
I don't like sleeping my day away. I can sleep when I'm dead.
Nice.
I can't help sleeping.
Sleeping is great.
I slept 11 hours last night, probably because I lost 4 hours of sleep at least.
Black Friday shopping.
Man, okay, Thursday night, I went over to a friend's house about 8:30, and they tell me, hey, Toys R Us opens at midnight, you want to go? I'm like, sure. So we went to Toys R Us at midnight. We actually didn't get there till 12:30. Hung around in line for about 20 minutes trying to get in. When we got in, there were so many people, and the lines were weaving in and out of the aisles.
Oh, goodness.
So we got the stuff we wanted to buy, and had to wait in line for about 30 minutes, 40 minutes. We finally got out about 3 in the morning. Almost 3 in the morning. Went to IHOP. And we were so tired, but we were just cracking up about everything.
Because when you're that tired, you're like half drunk on the world, and you're like, that squirrel is hilarious!
So we ate at IHOP, and we got to, and after IHOP, we got to Best Buy at about 4:30, waited in line until 5 when they opens, and then left about an hour later. And then one of us was just like, one of the girls, I was with two girls, and one of them was like, oh, it's time to go to sleep now, right? I'm like, let's go to the mall. She just got so upset. So we took her home, and then me and the other girl went to the mall, and I got home about 8:30 in the morning and went to sleep. So,
oh my.
That's interesting.
I sent a mass text out that night. I don't know if I did it to you, Hikari and Ryusei, but I did to...
No,
you didn't text me. You didn't text me.
Called?
You called me. Do you not remember? Because you were like half dead.
No, that's funny. It's okay, Kanan. It's okay.
What?
You called me and said, "Hey, do you want to go?"
Oh no, that was at 9 in the morning. No, I was at night. I mean, I mass texted at 4 in the morning saying, "Happy Black Friday, everybody!
Black Friday, everybody!
Yes. I hope you're enjoying your sleep." But I picked the 10 most recent people on my texting list, and that's as many as I could send at once. I just didn't feel like typing it out again. So,
good times.
Yeah.
Roar.
Alright, so, according to the agenda, we're going to talk about the new Kingdom Hearts game, which I have absolutely no info or idea about.
It's okay, the other three people in this room do.
Yes, that's why I know vaguely. Co-hosts. I have only just begun playing Kingdom Hearts from the beginning in Kingdom Hearts 1 at Kat's house.
Oh, okay. Alright, well, what are you, Fiery, how many of you played, like...
This is my first Kingdom Hearts game ever.
Man, we are so not the right people.
Okay, I'd be the right person to talk to you. I, personally, this sounds lame. I haven't played it, but I've seen, like, okay, my brother has played 1, 2, Chain of Memories, and I've been watching this one, so I've seen them over and over, so I know all the stories.
Can I borrow Chain of Memories from you?
Yeah.
Boy!
Yeah, that's actually for PS2. It's pretty cool. Yeah, you have PS2.
Well, no,
I don't have the DS.
I'm playing it at Kat's house.
Okay, I don't have the DS version. I have the PS2. Anyhoot. So yeah, I know the stories and whatnot. Fire, would you like to read about the new game? How do you pronounce it? I still have no idea.
It's 358.
I want to say over half. 2.5 divided by 2.
I think it's over 2.
I think it's over 2, although it might be...
I kind of want to say and a half, but...
That is such a divisible fraction, guys.
It really is, so...
Like, oh, it is. My
it is reducible.
So it is.
Why is it over 2? Do you actually have to pay 358 days?
I don't know. I've gotten up to like the 200-something day.
I am personally on day about 52, only because I'm borrowing a friend's DS, and the R button doesn't work, which means I can't get through the tutorial, which means that I have to turn it off.
That sucks.
And sit there. That's why I'm not playing right now, actually, because I hit a tutorial and the friend is busy.
Well, the thing about this game, I was actually kind of nervous when I heard about it because I was like, do you actually have to go through 358 days? Because it's kind of a lot.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right. Well, as you watch it, it's like, okay, it gets to, like, you know, 20, and then it goes, it, like, just skips through a whole bunch of days. It's like, oh, now we're at day 78. It's like, oh,
yeah, it's
really?
Like, it's like day 19 or something. You fall asleep, and then you wake up, and it's day 50, and you're like, oh?
Yeah. That's so funny. It skips around quite a lot, which is helpful, I guess.
Well, it started the game at, like, day 700 or something.
Well, and it counts back.
Yeah, and then it counts all the way back, mm-hmm. and then you get to day 7, and then you go back.
All right, this is probably really confusing for anyone who doesn't know about it. But let's talk about it a little bit. Okay.
Oh, gosh, Mass.
This game is all about Roxas. It's all the backstory of Roxas, which is Sora's nobody. And it's basically covering Organization 13, which are the alleged bad guys in...
Alleged
bad guys in Chain of Memories and Kingdom Hearts 2.
They have no emotions.
Except they really seem to. But the thing about nobodies is that they have no hearts, and their goal ultimately is to construct Kingdom Hearts, which is, you know, this big heart in the sky kind of thing. It's made up of a whole bunch of different hearts that is made. Hearts are released whenever the Heartless are slain with the Keyblade. So that's why they need Roxas, who can wield the Keyblade because he is Sora's nobody. Okay. Alright, pros about this game. One thing I really like about it.
Multiplayer. You didn't know about the multiplayer?
No. You mean like playing with other people?
Yeah, there's a multiplayer function to this.
Totes didn't know. Talk about it.
You can do all of the missions in multiplayer mode, and the unfortunate part is if you actually like want the experience points mm-hmm. and you're helping each other, there's a bit of a friendly fire. You can actually kill the other person.
I hate that.
Because multiplayer is designed for, it's designed for a competition between you and the other player. So you can, you want the crown. So whoever gets the most experience points or whatsoever during the mission gets the crown. And the person that gets the most, you can get enough crowns to go into the shop or something like that. I don't know the specifics, but the amount of crowns that you have get you these extra little goodies.
Goodies.
Which are really nice.
Alright, in my opinion, a pro about this game is, getting to know all the organization members, because obviously in Chain of Memories and in Kingdom Hearts 2, you're not focused on getting to know them, you're focusing on killing them.
Yeah.
And you see them a little bit in cutscenes, like a little bit of their interaction with each other, that's about it. Other than that, it's just fighting them. And this, you actually go on missions and fight side by side with each individual organization member, which is pretty dang awesome. And personally pretty cool to me because I have favorites of organization members. What are you covering your mouth in shock for?
You as in firing.
She's texting, just ignore her.
Oh no.
Is this
oh
relevant?
My god. Breathe.
I love gay men. Oh my god.
Tangent.
I am going to read this and then I will forget this ever happened. All right.
Probably because we're not supposed to know.
It doesn't matter. As my gay friend has said, he has been accidentally stalking a hot boy on a skateboard for almost 2 hours. It's like Destiny really wants to put us together or something.
Wait.
And it's okay because he's hot and I keep running into him, so I'm not complaining or anything. Really? Stalking?
Wow.
Accidentally stalking?
A little boy? How old is this boy, I wonder?
I would hope not.
Wait. I hope not.
Who's sucking who? I just got lost.
Well,
first of all, we're not naming names.
Teenagers.
No.
Teenagers.
Boy A, who's a gay one, and boy B is a hot one. Who isn't hot. Necessarily gay.
Boy A is stalking boy B accidentally, quote unquote.
connecting with, you know, the other organization members and stuff, and talking about, you know, Sora and his backstory and whatever. But it gets repetitive really fast, because we wake up, okay, here's your mission, Roxas, go to sleep. Wake up, hey, Roxas, here's your new mission. And it goes on for quite
a while.
I'd
like to point out, though, that when you get to the first screen, it says story mode and it says mission mode. In mission mode, you can decide between playing first, besides just playing your missions, or playing them in multiplayer. Well, either way, you don't necessarily have to be Roxas. You can play as any organization member you want. And actually, by the end of it, you could play as Mickey.
That's pretty dang awesome.
You have to get, like, everything to play King Mickey, but you can do it.
Well, actually, there are parts, this is weird, this is kind of random, but in Kingdom Hearts 2, there are times which, I don't know how this happens, I've just seen it happen over and over. If you're Sora and he runs out of life, there's a time where Mickey appears and you fight as Mickey for a while. Yeah, until Sora wakes up. It's really weird. And then, yeah, I don't know if it's not a glitch, but it's just like, hey, bonus, whatever, here's Mickey, fight as him. It's pretty dang awesome.
Sweet.
So, yeah. Yep. So, yeah.
I'm trying to see if there's anything else that I can say in here. Oh.
We won't do spoilers.
I don't want to do the spoilers about Jung.
Shion.
Yeah.
At first I thought it was Zion, but...
Yeah, that's what a lot of people thought.
Yeah, I know.
It's not Zion.
Shion is the newest organization member, which is kind of weird because she's number 14 in Organization 13, so it's kind of silly. Mm-hmm. But you learn more about her as the game goes on. So, yeah.
That sounds like a good game. Fortunately, I don't have a DS.
Yeah, I don't have one either. You can watch the walkthroughs online. That's what we've been doing, because I don't have a DS.
And I have the game, but I can't play it right now. Damn the R button. Damn the R button!
Note to everybody, make sure your R button works.
Yes.
R would be nice.
Okay, what's next on the agenda?
Well, the agenda is, I talk about top songs.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say America's Next Top Model, and I was going to go, no! Don't do it!
No, that's so off topic,
it's not even funny.
No!
Let me see.
It's no more off topic gay men stalking.
That's true.
Yes, but that's amusing.
She's got a freaking point. But,
I like tangents, I'm sorry.
Let me go ahead and get down with the whole music thing. This is on Oricon, which is basically, like, this is the thing where music, it's kind of like, how do you say in America?
Like the billboards?
It's like a billboards, music billboards, but there's another name for it here.
I just don't remember what it is. The charts?
The charts, so, okay, so, in Japan, the top music charts is called Oricon, and these are this is the top 10 favorites, artists of 2009, I'll go from 10 to 1, Southern All Stars is 10, BZ is 9, who sings the, drama song for Buzzer Beat with, featuring Yampi, number 8 is Ayaka, 7 is Aiko, 6 is Ikamoto Gakari, my bad, 5 is Kobu Koru, 4 is Arashi, 3 is Masaharu. I don't know, why is Arashi 4? No.
No idea.
No idea. 3 is Masaharu Fukuyama. 2 is Ueda Hikaru. As expected, she's awesome. And number
Wait,
1 is...
Wait, you say Utada Hikaru?
Yeah.
She's amazing!
I see her name wrong all the time!
Oh my goodness, she did music for Kingdom Hearts and it's great.
It's Utada, right?
Yeah, Utada.
Utada.
She's great. Uno is Mr. Children. Never heard of. But, let me go on some interesting story. Man in Japan weds anime game character.
What?
No way!
Wait. On Sunday, a man named Sal9000 marries the love of his life. Her name is Nene, and she lives inside a game, a DS game, called Love Plus. The wedding takes place during a Make Japan meetup held in Tokyo Institute of Technology. In attendance, there were a live audience, the MC, and the bride's virtual game, the groom's virtual video game girlfriend, and who makes a speech apparently, and a real human priest. The event was live broadcast on Niko Niko Daga, which is a popular video sharing website.
It's like a YouTube. YouTube is home to many video projects, and he decided to put this online because he out there because he wants to show the world the first man and video game character wedding.
This isn't good. This shows Japan's obsession. It's like his 2D complex. It makes it worse.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Oh my god.
And what makes it interesting is that
I want to watch this.
I'll show y'all later, but it's interesting. Why? First off, and
Access Powers Tatale, which I've also like, you know, sung its praises of the awesome anime. The character Japan has a 2D complex, meaning he likes, you know, video game and, you know, anime girls better than real life girls.
Which
so,
is quite funny.
So, Japan, you just proved your point.
Wow.
Okay, 2D complexes don't make sense to me. Like, seriously?
Because you're not Japan.
You're not Japanese. You do not understand!
Well, then again, men do have kind of a visual sense.
I guess, so, I kind of see what
you're
saying.
More visual.
They're visual creatures, I suppose.
Yeah.
So maybe that could make sense to an extreme.
To an extreme. It's like, the perfect girl for me has green hair and, you know, cat ears. I don't know.
Oh my god, oh, cat ears. Such an inside joke in my family.
That's
my
voice. Different fetish altogether, I suppose.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Okay, next gossip I will like to talk about. Well, not really. Okay, this is funny. They put it out online. But, how to become rich in Japan, the Japanese way. Do you want a big sack of yen? The easiest way is to have your father hand it to you. There's a thread in the Japanese internet called How to Get Rich, and according to the post, men just have to follow these 8 easy steps to achieve wealth in their lifetimes. So, number 1, be born in a privileged household and take special classes for gifted students up until middle school examinations. Step 2. Study hard for high school examinations during middle school. Step 3. Study hard for university examinations during high school. Step 4. Study hard in college so that you don't have to repeat a year. Step 5. Give your all to the corporation recruitment process. Step 6. Work your ass off to get ahead in your company. Step 7. Keep working your ass off until you become the president. And step 8. Work your ass off until you die. Oh, the satire. But there's also another way of how to get rich. 3 steps. Just 3.
Okay.
Step 1. Be born with all above looks. Or get plastic surgery. Step 2. Wear makeup. And step 3. Choices. Choice 2 is wear makeup. Choice 3 is marry someone rich. After that, just eat, play, eat, and sleep.
That sounds like the American way to get rich.
Yeah, pretty much. Which is quite funny how they put it. But we don't have middle school examinations.
I know, the first part of the first one, where it's the 8 step one.
Uh huh.
The first step of that sound like the American way to get rich. You know, be born into a rich family. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's pretty much it.
It's interesting because, God, I would hate to think to put my children through all those tests.
I know. It's like, can I go have fun? No. Are you kidding me?
You study, darling. When do they have the time to enjoy their life?
In between study breaks, I guess. Wait, they don't get those.
No, because I heard that they go to school six days out of the 7 days of
study breaks my ass.
Yeah, so that one day they're not going to school, they're studying.
Yeah, and they have cram schools at night, if you're, you know.
I've heard of those, yeah.
Gosh. On a happier note,
I'm really glad to be here.
On a happier note, let's talk about why Odyssey is popular. They did a, you know, survey and all that jazz, and see, 23.7% of the fans are females between the ages of 35 and 50. And
19.5 and 50. That's really old.
35 and 49, technically.
I would think it'd be like 15 to 30.
No, between 13 and 19 is 50.
talking the Olympic volleyball team. So that would make sense if they're older. What makes it funny is that there's actually a surprisingly large amount of male fans as well. They had they interviewed a 52-year-old woman from who's a fan of theirs, and the reason why she's a fan is because they don't feel like stars; they feel like normal people. She gets healed at their smiling faces.
Now that's a bit creepy.
But they are cute. But
yeah, that's mean they heal you.
And oh, this is funny. When asked how she would feel when she finally sees them in person, she said she might cry.
Yeah.
Like every other fangirl out there in Japan. Which is quite interesting. Let's see. Going to the first part. The single Loveless by Yamapi is taking a huge step into his career. His solo concert is sold out, even though it's already been, like, two concerts already been done. Ikuda Toma was the first guest, and Jin Akanishi Jin is the second guest of his concerts. I'm not sure how many more there is. And Akanishi Jin is in a movie called Bandage, which is coming out on January 16th, and there is no more tickets. Absolutely zero more tickets for anyone to see that movie. And on the scandal, the DBSK scandal between them and their agency.
Oh yeah.
They're going to continue. Yeah, they're going to continue becoming.
What happened?
Basically, there's this Chinese cosmetic company, and supposedly they signed a contract with them. But on the day that they were supposed to, like, debut with the makeup itself, they weren't there. Which is funny because turns out the agency forged their signatures. Mm-hmm. So now, because their agency is very, like, they have an iron hand over what to do and all that jazz. Yeah. And this is just, like, lawyers of three of the members, Mickey, Hiro, and X-I-A-N.
Zha.
Zha. Yeah, that one. I'm so bad at these names. It's Chinese, though. Those are the three who are suing the agency. And so there's been conflicts with DBSK in Korea. But good thing for Japanese fans, they're going to continue with their Japanese agency, because it's a separate agency altogether. So, look forward to seeing them in Japan. Probably never again in Korea for quite a long time.
Ooh, that sucks. So, I love that Korean music.
Yeah. So, there's these, recently there was the MAMA Awards, which is basically the Mnet Asian Music Awards. Artist of the Year was 2PM, and the best song was 21's I Don't Care. And that's all I'm gonna say for now, because that's a long list, but these are all Korean bands. These are all Korean music artists, most of them, anyways. And interesting Twitter news. Yamapi's Loveless, the single, that when it came out, it's been Twittered so many times that it was above New Moon. Which is a bit of a shock.
What?
That is. Hype. Bit of a shock. And besides Loveless, the other top two songs to Loveless is number one. Odyssey's My Girl is number two, and Exile's The Generation Futashi no Kuchibiru, I have no idea what the translation is number three. And that's the top three. There's a new movie with Ikuda Toma coming out. Look out for that. You know how 2PM's J-Bung leader has been, you know, in Seattle because of his old "I hate Koreans" comment? Well, they're anticipating his return right now. There's been rumors about from his agency and all that jazz. We're not sure what's going on, but we do know that the current six members of 2PM missed their leader, and their new album, 1:59 PM, means that they're still waiting for their leader, which is kind of good, right? You know, it's not like you kick the main guy of your group and say, now we're on our own. Now, the Paris Hilton of Japan, which is Becky, she isn't exactly as stupid and bitchy as... Yeah, her name is Becky. She's half...
Becky?
She's half Japanese, half Englishman?
Englishman? She's a man.
Englishman.
It's okay. British. Her dad's English. But, she's gonna actually start singing now.
What did she do before?
She's just famous. She's famous because she is. She's all, like all these...
Just a socialite?
Yeah, just for being rich.
Well, not for social life. No, she's been in variety shows. She's actually a good kind of person. But she's been on a lot of variety shows. She's funny, and she's actually really pretty. This is funny.
Patrolling in high heels, wigs, and designer bags, Japanese black belt policemen have been cross-dressing in to beat off bag snatchers.
What?
An all-male squad has been deployed since last month on a night patrols in central in this location, wearing skirts, stockings, and carrying eye-catching handbags as bait for the potential thieves.
That's awesome.
So far the unit has failed to nab any muggers.
Aww. They've just been looking fabulous.
Pretty much.
Fabulous!
This is funny, because to qualify for this special squad, police have to be young, slim, and hold the top rank of the black belt martial arts, such as karate or judo. 26-year-old officer, measuring 1.71 meters, which is 5'6" in height, and weighs about 135 pounds, which is like as high as me and a little heavier than me, expresses pride in his mission, telling it daily, "It's cowardly to target women who are weak." I don't know how that's prideful or anything, but some of the stylish policemen have become targets themselves as catcalls and lewd it was funny too, because here's one of the 25-year-old officers said he panicked one night when a male driver leaned out his car window, asked if he wanted to go for a drive.
What?
This is funny beyond reason.
Wow.
I love it. Oh my
goodness. Wow. It's hysterical. Okay, but last of my news is that there's this thing on NHK that they do. It's called Kohaku Uta Gassen, which means Red and White Song Contest. Mm-hmm. And I have no details on the Red White Song Contest, but I'm guessing it's a competition between top bands. Kind of. Never seen. I don't think we have anything like that over here.
No.
No, we don't.
No.
It's a friendly competition, but it's a competition nonetheless. And they announce.
We just have our charts.
We do. NHK has announced 50 artists and groups to perform on the 60th NHK Red White Song Competition, and four Johnny's boy bands are going to be on the list, including
Oh God,
Odyssey, Heisei Jump, and NYC Boys. Funny thing is, Heisei Jump.
That's only three.
Three. I know they only named three, but funny thing is that Heisei Jump's been around for 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
NYC Boys is a temporary group, and Odyssey's been around for 10 years. Now, it makes you wonder, why would you invite a temporary group and then invite a 10-year-old group? Funny thing is, if NYC Boys is not on this competition, Odyssey will not be on this competition. So you either have both, or you don't get any of them.
That's weird.
Which I find quite irritating, because Odyssey's been number one for quite a while now. Every time their singles come out, they go automatically number one, because Matsu June's dramas, or just because they've been on so many magazines. Kind of like the People magazines and 17 magazines over here in America.
Yeah.
In America. And like a lot of groups are debuting in this competition. So all these newbie groups are coming in, and Odyssey, 10-year-old band.
Weird.
It's very weird. The excuse is because there's an age limit to the actual countdown, which runs after the competition. So NYC won't be appearing in the countdown, so might as well put them on the competition. That's what the president of Johnny's Entertainment says.
Again, weird?
Yeah. Extremely weird. On to brighter news.
Cheesecake!
Oh my god, cheesecake. Oh my goodness, tangent now. My school...
I want key lime pie.
My school has the best cheesecake I've ever had. It is pumpkin cheesecake. And it
what?
Is literally heavenly. Think pumpkin pie, but less mushy, you know, like cheesecake form. It has, like, you know, the wonderful tartness of cheesecake, and it's godly, awesomely.
That's funny.
Oh, it's good. And I want some now.
That's nice.
It trumps pumpkin pie many times.
I've never had pumpkin pie, because I don't like pumpkin.
We are going to have to force feed you it.
Please, no force feeding.
Yes, force feeding.
I would
like to go get some Starbucks coffee right now.
That would be nice.
I'd like to finish my segment.
They also have caramel brulee lattes, which are amazing, and I fully adore it.
They also have my...
Mocha is the best ever.
They also have my normal white chocolate mocha.
Which is also awesome. And they also have wonderful baristas they give me for drinks.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
There's one little coffee shop inside our library that serves Starbucks coffee, but also serves something that I don't think Starbucks has. It is a raspberry
have to do to get them to make it a Italian cream soda is ask them to add a little bit of milk.
Huh. See, I don't even know what's in Italian cream soda. I just know it's amazing and I love it.
It's Italian soda, which is in a little green bottle, and then whatever flavor you want, and then the half and half.
So good.
And then you can ask them to add whipped cream.
Yeah.
That's not usually staple with it.
But it's great. You wouldn't think to add whipped cream, but it's wonderful.
I've had the raspberry. Good. Well, actually, I've also had raspberry with a tiny bit of vanilla added.
Yum. Now I really want some.
Oh. And this is Camp Anime. We talk about random stuff.
Yes.
Congratulations.
We talk about accidental.
Something that's not so random.
Accidental stalking in Starbucks in the same hour.
So.
Okay, just upstairs.
I turned on my TV the other night.
Oh god.
And I looked at the guide, and
oh my god.
And I said I scrolled down, and I saw that Naruto Shippuden was on. I was like, oh, so it's dubbed. And I looked to see what channel it was on, and it wasn't Cartoon Network. It was Disney XD.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? Since when does Naruto play on Disney?
Since when does Disney like anime?
It's because Disney XD caters to mostly just the whole point of it is for little boys.
You know, I bet you if Disney XD had been around back in 1999, they would have played Dragon Ball Z.
That's
they probably
true.
Would have. They would have done it.
They would have.
Wasn't
done
it Cartoon? Did Cartoon Network pick that one up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back when we
had Toonami, it was Sailor Moon, Tenchi Muyo, Dragon Ball Z.
Cardcaptor Sakura.
But that was before.
Inuyasha, don't forget about that.
Inuyasha has always been Adult Swim.
Oh my god.
Always Adult,
Adult
Swim.
Adult Swim, I associate Adult Swim with Cartoon Network because it's the same thing.
Well, yes, but we're talking about specifically Adult Swim. And we were just talking about specifically Toonami, but now we're going on.
Toonami is slightly more.
Oh my god,
child friendly. Yeah, Toonami was slightly more kid-friendly because
that
it wasn't
on Toonami.
No, it wasn't.
That was on something else. After they moved Toonami to Saturday Nights.
Toonami used to be more food-friendly, kid-friendly, because it was on from, like, 3
It was on, like, after school.
3 to 7, or something like that, and then it switched over to Adult Swim.
Well, so, no, it didn't. It switched to Saturday Nights before Adult Swim.
Well, no. Adult Swim has always been on.
Yeah. Well, no, Saturday Nights, actually, I don't think they have Adult Swim. Or they didn't. They used to not have Adult Swim on Saturday nights. It was either Saturday or Friday, maybe both. But now it's on every night.
Back in the day when Toonami was on weekdays, it played, I remember the lineup was like Cardcaptor Sakura, then Sailor Moon, Reboot, Tenchi Muyo.
Dragon Ball Z was in there somewhere.
Yeah. And then, it moved it to Saturday, and they got a few more shows.
And they got, like, they probably had X-Men in there somewhere.
Teen Titans was in there.
And that, too. And then, I think it was, 3 years ago, Toonami disappeared?
I remember, first of all, they had a revamp on Toonami, where they got a new Tom.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Toonami lasted a really long time.
Yeah, I was really
It was about a year, maybe, or two ago when they got rid of it. And now they're doing CN Real. But that was after. Yeah. That was after they replaced Toonami with something else.
Ew. But they had Toonami for
a long time.
9 years.
But it just revamped so many times that we kind of lost it after the second Tom. Yeah. So.
But they had it for like eight or nine years, I think. Which was sweet.
That was a long time. I miss the old Tom robot. So I have two.
I think
more
he might have actually been one of those famous voice actors. It was.
I didn't watch Toonami.
I might be totally wrong, but I think it could have been Steve Blum.
You think so?
I think
the
it could
voice.
Have been him. I think it could
the
have been
voice.
The voice. I would have to check, but I think it might have been
the voice.
He's a recognizable voice.
Dan Green is a recognizable voice.
Dan Green is awesome. I just watched.
Oh god, we're gonna talk about voice.
Yes, we are.
Again.
It's unavoidable.
Green, please come.
Unavoidable.
Pretty recently, I was just turned on YouTube because I was watching. Yu-Gi-Oh! Bridge, and I found an interview with Dan Green at a con, and I was just like, conversational Yami Yugi. So I was like, this is so great. I love this.
I'm hearing Yami Yugi.
I know, it's great. It's just him less serious. Just kind of like, oh, hey, guys, I'm still Yami, but I'm just talking to you. Like,
I love that.
It was great.
Okay, so I'm looking up Toonami on Wikipedia right now. Toonami series and movies in 1997. That's when it started.
Yeah.
It played, like, Space Ghost, Birdman, Herculoids, Shazza, the Speed Racer, The Impossibles, Thundercats, Voltron, and
Thundercats!
Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest!
In 1998, they played Robotech, Beast Wars, Transformers,
Beast Wars.
Sailor Moon, Robotech, Super Friends, and Dragon Ball Z.
Sailor Moon!
In 1998. 1999 was the Powerpuff Girls,
Warriors,
and Reboot. Now, I'm sure, like, all the shows from before are still playing. These are just new shows that added each year. In 2000, they had G-Force, Guardians of Space, Tenchi Muyo, Tenchi Universe, Tenchi in Tokyo, because Tenchi Muyo had all those different arcs.
Oh,
Muyo
yes.
was the big, really sexual one that they had to end
yeah.
a lot. Universe
Damn,
was, like,
I want the original of that.
Yeah, Universe was the dumbed down, and Tokyo was completely off and different.
Oh, Tokyo was totally different.
Gundam Wing.
Oh, I missed Gundam Wing. It was my heaven.
Batman the Animated Series, which I believe right now is on Boomerang. That might be a different
one. Ooh, was Batman Beyond on Toonami?
No. Batman Beyond was on Toonami, and I'm about to get to that.
Okay.
Superman the Animated Series and Blue Superman number 6, whatever the hell that is.
Weird.
Okay, 2001 was Dragon Ball, about the little kids. Cardcaptor Sakura, Batman Beyond, Outlaw Star.
I loved Outlaw Star.
Zoids, New Century Zero. Mobile Suit Gundam.
Yes.
08 MS Team. Gundam 0080 and the Big O. And some of these I think were actually...
The Big O switched over to Adult Swim.
Yes. Yeah, I was about to say. That was on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Okay, 2002 was He-Man and the Masters
He-Man.
Of the Universe.
He-Man.
Zoids Chaotic Century. Transformers Armada. G.I. Joe. Hamtaro! Genesis Evangelion.
Evangelion.
stupid. Fantastic Four World's Greatest Heroes, which is now on Nicktoons Network. And it's a fantastic show.
It's
good. Pokemon Battle there. Frontier. Wait, so which was the Pokemon where the Pokemon actually talk? That would be the Mystery Dungeon special.
Yeah, that one.
Which I haven't seen.
I would like to see.
I remember in the first season there was one episode where the Pokemon got stranded, so there were subtitles. So we
I remember that episode.
I love that episode with the subtitles.
And that just reminds me of the Pokemon shorts.
Yeah,
the Pikachu shorts.
Yeah, they didn't have subtitles before the movies.
Yeah.
No, but you can understand. They might as well have been speaking.
But still, in 2006 was when Pokemon began. Because that was Battle Frontier. That was when they started playing it on Cartoon Network. Yu-Gi-Oh! GX started in 2006.
Mare. I read the anime and it's awesome.
And the Prince of Tennis.
You read the anime?
Ignore my word salads. I read the manga and it's awesome.
The Prince of Tennis was in 2006. And I remember it.
I've heard about that.
2007 was Stormhawks, which was 3D. And I actually enjoyed it, but I never caught it.
Interesting. Online. When did they add Cold Lyoko?
That wasn't on Toonami. That was on something else.
That is actually a French cartoon.
Really?
Yeah, no lie.
I'm not surprised either.
It was awesome.
Because it was set in France.
Oh, I never watched it. I watched it once and I was like, this is odd.
But yeah. I liked it. Mega Man Star Force was in 2007 and Ben 10 started in 2007.
Ben 10.
And then in 2008, they started Bakugan, which I never saw on TV. I saw it like in the morning when I woke up to go to band practice.
Oh, God. Apparently it's like the love child of Yu-Gi-Oh! And
It's Yu-Gi-Oh! And Beyblade.
Beyblade, yeah.
I loved Beyblade, by the way. I loved it.
Beyblade was just spinning tops to me. I did not get it.
I just thought it was spinning tops with glowy things.
And I was just like, what are you doing cheering on spinning tops?
It's Japan, you don't ask questions.
Yes, but they also had like spirits.
Oh, that's just not that exciting. Blue Dragon.
The biggest one was a phoenix.
Guys, Blue Dragon was in 2008.
That's an Akira Toriyama.
Yeah, that was by the same guys as Dragon Ball Z, right? Yeah. And Ben 10 Alien Force, which I actually enjoy more than Ben 10 the original.
They're coming out with a live action movie for that.
Yeah, I've seen. I think it's already out. They had a live action movie for the original Ben 10. And
really?
Yeah, I remember it being aired. I didn't watch it because I was never a Ben 10 fan. But I actually think the Ben 10 Alien Force isn't that bad.
Kids WB now. I want it to come back.
Yeah.
I love
it. I remember when it used to be WB33.
Me too. I remember
when it had the frog.
Yeah. WB, that one. I remember when it had good shows. And
Do you remember the other channel?
What other channel?
4Kids.
Yeah, of course I remember 4Kids.
Do you remember what it was before?
I remember Foxbox. Does anyone remember Foxbox?
I remember Foxbox, and I loved Foxbox until it turned into 4Kids. Mm-hmm. No, actually, I don't think I like Foxbox that much because they got rid of Digimon.
I liked Foxbox because it had Kirby and Sonic.
Okay, let's Wikipedia Foxbox.
I just
Fox
remembered
guys.
Monster Rancher.
Oh, Monster Rancher. But that wasn't on Foxbox. That was on the main Japan block on ABC Family Sunday mornings.
Yes, I remember that. I loved it so much.
I loved
that wolf-like character. It was named Tiger.
Foxbox.
When you search at Wikipedia, it redirects you to 4Kids.
Okay.
At least it turned into 4Kids. Yeah, I watched Kirby and Sonic, and it used to have Digimon on it.
Yeah, Digimon was the shit, guys.
I freaking love Digimon. Okay. No one can tell me anything different.
God, I think it's Japanimation. I think they called it Japanimation Sundays or something.
I've never heard about this.
I thought it was Saturday morning, though.
No, it was Sunday morning, because I remember I spent my Saturday mornings flipping between Foxbox and Kids WB, and then I put them at my Sunday mornings watching ABC Family. Well, it might have been Fox Family at that point in time, though. Because it went from Fox to ABC at one point in time.
I like how this podcast has turned into relive your childhood TV memories.
It happens a lot, but I'm curious.
We remember these things often.
It's like, do you remember when your Aunt Lulu had a baby? No, but I remember the lineup for Foxbox.
No, but I remember what I watched this Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, February 22nd. I remember what I was watching that day. We're sad, sad children.
That's funny.
All right.
Fox, so that's what it was before it became
situations came together. I was like, wow, this is kind of ridiculous.
It's going to take some serious digging to find out what that was on ABC Family years ago, but it's not that important, so I'm not going to really care.
How long have we been going on, Risa?
52-3 minutes.
We typically go for an hour, at least. The massive write-up.
Okay, so let me go ahead and do my last two thingamabobbers. Arashi is doing a drama with all five of them together, and this is the first time they've been acting together in 10 years. Because the first time they did it at Vino Arashi, which is not really, it's a promotional drama, but it's going to be in early spring. It's called The Last Promise, and basically the theme of the drama is called Bond/Friendship. The five of them playing different professions. The only thing I know is that apparently Mata Jun's a motorcyclist, and
what?
Ono Satoshi is a janitor.
They coincidentally come upon a building hijack incident and wrestle, and they, you know, get stuck into this predicament.
Yes, enjoy. Okay, and also, this is quite recent, like November, the beginning of November, you know how there's like Miss USA and Miss International competitions? You know, those. So this year's Miss International Queen of 2009 is Miss Japan, which is Haruna Ai. And the funny thing is that not a lot of people know this, but Haruna Ai is a he.
What?
What? It's a new half. Basically, Haruna Ai used to be a guy, had surgery and everything, and basically changed everything about him, including the parts, to become a female.
Okay, he had a sex change.
Yes, and I'm trying to see what the... I can't remember the original name, but the one thing I do know is that she, I'm going to call her she, she's very famous. She's been around in different variety shows in Japan and all that. She's actually really pretty, too.
Yeah.
Her profession is that she's basically a mocking comedian. So she lip-syncs the funny scenes in certain TV shows or certain, like, concerts she sings and all that. And what's her original name was Kenji Onishi. So, it's funny, too, because in her passport it says male Kenji Onishi.
I like this on Wikipedia. It says, is a Japanese transsexual TV personality. I like it.
It's quite funny, but still.
It's really strange.
This is Miss International Queen for the transsexual beauty pageant. So it's in Thailand. So all these people
and she's
transsexual.
37.
Oh, so it's a transsexual pageant. I know, I didn't realize it until now, but it's a that doesn't look like a man, I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, dang, surgery does wonders.
She's 37.
Wait, Kana wants to see.
Okay, hold on.
I haven't been paying any attention, but I heard something about transsexuals, and I got interested.
See? Transsexuals, all the lot of them.
Transsexuals.
What?! No!
They were pretty boys back then.
True.
Pretty boys.
They could have been ugly boys.
Pretty boys can become transsexual women faster.
Where Haruna Ai was a guy as Kenji, he was a pretty boy. Trust me. And...
She knew him.
I know.
Ew!
You see? K9's bored. So we're going to wrap this cast.
K9's bored. So, Ira, you say he's going to wrap this up with... Email us about what you think Christmas is. We always do this in Christmas, but, what is Christmas to you? What do you want in your wish list? My wish list is money, because I need textbooks. Basically. I know, right? I'm actually productive this year, saying I need money for textbooks. Yeah, so next time you'll see us, we'll be at my house due to the fact that I will be having surgery in 2 weeks and I'll be immobile for a while.
So
yes.
I'm going to be in town till January. I have no life.
Says she has no life. But, and we're going to end with a song by Ono Satoshi because his birthday was 3 days ago, technically, in Japan. He's 29 now, and... People, his, you know, staff and people threw a surprise birthday party for him. He's not the birthday type, but this is, no, he's not the celebrate, he's more of the, I want to be in my quiet time. Let me fish for my birthday.
He's not a celebratory person.
No, he's not. He's very normal. It's kind of funny. But.
Maybe that's why I find him cute.
Oh, why I love Ono Satoshi.
Oh, no.
We are a fangirl about him this other.
Oh, no, oh, no. poking Hikari's arm. Is her hand cold?
No. My hands are cold.
She was poking my ankles. No, please! Ankle poking is not good because I'm... Ever since...
That's not your crippled leg.
No, but still, I'm sent... Seriously! Stop! Okay, not there. I don't care about there. Okay, this is a song by Ono Satoshi. It's his single, the one where he was in the drama Uta no Nisan, which is a good drama. You should watch it. I'll do a review on
what
it later.
What does that mean? Song of the brother?
The singing brother is what it's called. Uta no Nisan. And, at least you know what the song, what the words were.
Yeah.
Congratulations. High five. Okay. But it's called, I don't know what it's called, but the translation is called Cloudy to Sunny Day. Enjoy. Dozo.
Before I forget, we need to sign off. I'm really bad at this. It's been a while. I've been doing a one-man show deal. But,
members, do what you please. Say your name. Say your goodbyes.
My name is Kanan. Say goodbye now.
Soy Fayari.
And this is Hikari. Adios, all. And since we had three different languages just now, English, Spanish,
adios and vaya con Dios.
Spanish. Two Spanishes, one English. I'm gonna say, ya ne. So simple. Down, 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 man, the mind will totally sugiru dake, no hero, down, 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 kaete yuke, so. いろんなことを僕に問いかけてくるけど、正しいことも間違ったこともきっと自分だけのもので、諦めること慣れた心にいつだって揺るがない希望の音を鳴らしてよ。だけパンパンパン、今はまだ後悔だらけの日々もパンパンパン、越えていく不器用なままで、そう明日も今日と違う風が吹くだろう。踏み鳴らせ